Malcolm Turnbull has made a strong pitch for the introduction of vaccine passports as the key to emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. The former Prime Minister told this program that individual records will be needed to decide who can travel across state borders and overseas, and even more for mundane activities like going to the cinema.
You can't force people to have vaccines, but we have to be, and we have been in Australia, we have to be tough about this and make it very clear that there are some things you will not be able to do if you are not vaccinated. No jab, no play, you know, with childhood vaccine.
Malcolm Turnbull speaking on this program yesterday, he says that while vaccine passports are non-libertarian, in his words, they will be necessary to keep people safe. Matt Canavan is a National Senator for Queensland. He's dead against the proposal. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks. What is your position on this and why?
Well, I just think they're un-Australian. They go against the birthright of all Australians that we have under our constitution for free and fair trade. Now, we have restrictions.
We don't have the moment already.
Well, I was about to go to that. We have had some restrictions placed on that during a pandemic, but I don't want to see these a permanent feature. I don't think that with all respect to Malcolm, I think he has things the wrong way around here. The idea somehow that your freedom to go to the movies, to travel to other states of Australia is somehow a gift to be given from the government is absolutely the wrong way around. In this free and fair country that we have, we have those freedoms. They are ours. They're not given to us or gifted to us by the government. As I say, they are our rights at birth as Australian citizens. And they should never or only very rarely be restricted. And I don't see any reason why at this stage we need to introduce vaccine passports. I'm confident that we will get to a high level of vaccinations as we do with other vaccines in this country. And then we'll be able to get on with our lives. Not everyone will be vaccinated, but given it will probably cover almost all vulnerable people and the relative severity of this particular virus, should be able to go on with their normal lives.
But if he's got this wrong, then hasn't the government got this wrong as well by closing the national borders? There is already, if we're talking about principle, it's already been broken in this circumstance, and we do need to find a way out of the situation that we're in currently. Would you be open to it temporarily?
As I say, I don't see a need for them even temporarily. I mean, the international borders are a separate matter because entry and exit from the country are not something protected directly by the Constitution, and it is the right of governments to control who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come. So that is a completely different issue. In saying that, the restrictions we've placed on international travel are very depressing. It's a shame we've had to do this, and I hope we can get to a stage where we can remove that as soon as possible, especially allowing Australians to leave. It's illegal to leave right now without permission from your government, and I find that absolutely remarkable, and hopefully that'll be overturned soon. But
isn't it the case, Matt Canavan, that right now this sort of binary that you're arguing around individual freedoms is a little more nuanced because of the intersection with public health and the greater good? Our own individual freedoms can only ever fully return if we're all able to live freely in a society with COVID. It's become more complex.
There has been reason to do these things temporarily. The problem with your vaccine passports situation is that they will almost invariably then be a permanent feature of this country. Is that what we want? Do we want to have a permanent establishment where you have to show effectively papers, or it'll probably be on your phone these days, an app? You have to have your app on your phone to move around and do things in Australia. I don't want that to be a permanent feature of our country. And yes, there will be some level of risk that we'll ultimately have to tolerate here. But as I say, I'm confident we'll get that down to a tolerable level once the vaccination rollout reaches a very high level.
The coalition government, though, introduced no jab, no pay policies. Support payments like family tax benefits withheld from parents who don't fully immunise their children. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's completely different in my view.
Why?
Because no one has stopped going to childcare. If you don't have your jab, that doesn't mean you can't go to childcare. You're not restricted from doing that. You just don't get the government subsidy, the carrot. And that goes to back to what I was saying, Hamish, that your rights and freedoms as an Australian citizen are yours. They're not for the government to give. Now, if the government wants to provide you an extra incentive, a carrot, if you like, under certain conditions, well, that's their right. That's their right. And it's your right then to say, no, I don't want the childcare subsidy. I'm not going to immunise my child. Now, most people do, of course, but that's then their choice to do that. They're not restricted from going about their normal day in business, in commerce and trade in this country. And I very much hope that another thing this coronavirus, this pandemic has killed, I hope that it hasn't killed our love of freedom in this great country.
Now, obviously, in relation to the vaccine, when the blood clot complication first emerged with the AstraZeneca vaccine, you called for the rollout to be paused. Doctors now say they can detect and treat the syndrome very quickly. Should the government, therefore, do you think, review or scrap the 50-year minimum age for receiving AstraZeneca?
Well, that's a matter for the medical authorities in detail. I called for the pause because you had countries like Germany, France, there's 27, I think, other nations at the time who had paused it. Like, well, okay, if they're all doing that, maybe the prudent course would just be to take a breath here. Now, as it turned out, there were some serious issues that were exposed. They have been handled, I think, well, eventually, and communicated well. I think at the time there was a little bit of this resistance from saying anything negative about the vaccine.
Did we overreact somewhat?
No, I mean, look, I don't think so at all. I mean, the really key thing here is, look, and I completely, and I've always said and accept that the clotting episodes are very, very rare, but they can be much more of a greater risk or prevalence in people with certain underlying conditions. And the key thing that I was calling for is that we let people know with those conditions that they may have an issue and they possibly need to see and seek expert medical advice. And I was worried at the time with the sort of overall sentiment that everybody must get vaccinated, that we lose focus on people's individual circumstances. That's been dealt with, in my view, now. I think that the authorities have responded well, as I said, eventually. And look, as new information, new treatments come to light, well, those circumstances can be updated for GPs to talk to their patients individually, especially those at particular risk.
Matt Canavan, a question about the Bilawila family from regional Queensland up towards your way. 3-year-old Tharnika has been medevaced from Christmas Island for urgent medical treatment. Friends of the family are confirming this morning that she's been diagnosed with sepsis. Is this multi-year, multi-million dollar fight to keep this one family out of Australia really worth it?
Well, I think what is worth it is that we do have strong border protections in this country that has made sure that we don't have the atrocious and tragic trade in people that we saw around 10 years ago.
This wasn't quite a question about that. Well, this is about this family and whether you think it's worth the fight and worth the damage it's clearly doing.
I was about to comment on that. The government and I believe all of the courts, no one has yet found that this family has refugee status. Therefore, they do not have a right to stay in this country. Now, they have chosen with their lawyers to fight and contest that. Now, that's their right. But of course, that leaves them, as they do fight that through the courts, in a place of limbo, if you like. And that's very unfortunate. And it's extremely tragic what's happened here to this young girl. But given they have been found not to have refugee status, of course they were free and really cannot stay in this country till that has changed. But they also have rights here because we are a country of rights and laws. They have rights to challenge and contest that. That does take time, of course, and it's unfortunate, very unfortunate, obviously, for the family involved.
Matt Canavan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish. Have a good day, mate.
Matt Canavan is National Senator for Queensland.